I think this illustrates what government should be doing. We spend money anyway, and in the context of public expenditure constraint, when you're spending money anyway, let's spend it in a way that is actually going to help British jobs, British companies, our British economy. And that is why this decision to award the Crossrail contract yesterday to Bombardier is so welcome. When I was in the region last year in April, I visited Bombardier. I drove a train at the factory in Derby, and I could see, you know, this is a great company and we need to secure its future. So very much welcome the decision. And I think, you know, the entire community campaigned so hard to ensure that Bombardier would get this contract. I think everybody can take credit. And I think it's a great illustration of how business working together with government and society in partnership can deliver a win-win situation for everybody.
Where might Labour come down eventually on High Speed 2? It's obviously something that could be really important to Bombardier and other rail companies in Derby. It's important to literally about 200 metres from where we're sat in Long Eaton, where the line's going to go through, and there's very mixed opinions here about whether that's a good thing or not. When will we know for certain what Labour's view on HS2 is?
The way I describe us is as a critical friend of the HS2 project. In principle, it's something we want to see happen. We get so many complaints, and I do as I go all over the UK, that we need much better connectivity outside of London. There are so many complaints about the money per head which is spent on infrastructure in London compared to other parts of the UK. And of course, we've got to invest more outside. And that's why we broadly support HS2. But what we have said is that in the same way that if you're a business, you don't just score up on your balance sheet an item and attribute an infinite sum of money to it, we won't just sign up to this thing at any cost.
Derby would like the route change. They say it would be cheaper if HS2 ran through Derby than coming here. Could Labour look at the route and say, actually, we think it could be done better and perhaps more cheaply if it goes in a slightly different direction?
Well, let's see where we get to in 2015. In 2015, there will be a decision made as to what the future of the project will be, given the cost and the route. Part of this will depend on how far down the line, excuse the pun, we have got in 2015, and also our analysis of the cost.